The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, reading up on philosophy from the Department of Philosophy, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Well, I actually have to write a lecture on Aristotle because normally I run out of time in my Phil 2010 course, so I end with Kant.
Okay.
But I actually have a couple weeks now, so...
Our listeners don't know is you start with Kant also.
No, I don't.
I was just going to say that when I start running out of time at the end of term two, I get into homiletic bond cleavage, but I think that...
There's some serious stuff.
Can we say that on the radio?
I think we can.
I don't even want to know what that is.
Is that philosophically correct?
It's radicals and antioxidants.
Dave, why don't you draw that for us?
I'm not going
to
draw that.
So I just need to have something to say about eudaimonia and...
Okay.
The good life.
So what are you reading, though, specifically? What are you reading?
My textbook.
Got it.
The 2010 the fundamentals. I'm not reading Aristotle yet.
Okay.
I'll cheat and read the secondary literature first.
Got it. The spark notes, if you will.
Which will probably get me kicked out of the philosophy club, but oh well.
Okay.
Well, I'll live.
That's all right. You can not use the primary sources. It's all right.
Not really, but I'm making the students read them, so
I'll
read it this
weekend. Aristotle in delayed animation a few weeks ago.
Is that like a Pixar movie that comes out late, or what?
Were you teaching like, Diana with the stuff motion? On the soul, or?
Yes, okay. Well, from that.
Okay. Delayed animation? Did I miss that in the Nick and Mickey in Ethics?
To Beth's left from the Department of Communication Studies, it's stellar Grammy
yes.
and now
our
Emmy
star.
Nominated Oscar possibly Indeed. Future winner, Professor Jason Roach.
King Jason.
I was actually just looking at the cover of this Metro Times,
mm-hmm.
Anatomy of a Takeover, about Detroit's bankruptcy, and thinking maybe the city of Detroit should take over the other money-making things, like take over the casinos, and you could run yourself instead of letting them take you over.
There was a lot of stuff in the news about this very unfortunate vigilante justice event that happened over the last couple of days. And someone smugly called into the radio station and said, too bad this didn't happen within a block or two of the casinos. That's where all the police are located.
I didn't hear about that.
We probably shouldn't talk about it on the air.
Okay.
Rather gruesome. So anyway,
well, now you're going to have to tell me during
that's
the break.
It's in progress. So it's still developing.
Still developing, right. We don't really have all the information yet. There is one man, though, that has all the information, and his name is Professor Dan Maggio of the First Organization.
Hi, Matt.
How are you doing, Dan?
I'm good. I had a day off.
What? I need your help with the mathematical
you
conundrum
had a day off
after
and
we're
you
done
came here.
Today.
Yes, I did. I had nothing else to do.
This
way I could spend all day waiting. Usually I work and then I come here, and now I spend all day just waiting to come here.
Oh,
wow.
Get a life, man. Get a life.
Completely pathetic.
I was very disappointed.
Adorably
running
pathetic.
Running errands and doing things.
You're just biding your time, basically.
I was biding my time.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yes. Nothing wrong with that.
It's community service.
Mm-hmm.
Directly across the table from me is Professor Kendra Evans from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Heidi-ho.
Thanks for coming, Kendra.
It's my pleasure.
Have you ever heard about the great Kentucky migration to Michigan during the 40s and 50s? Because you're originally from Kentucky?
I only heard about this recently, very recently. In fact, actually, it was not just Michigan. It was like Upper Ohio. And where did I hear about it? I was eating at a restaurant that specialized in waffles and chicken.
There's a
and I was like,
special.
Why is this restaurant in Cleveland that has waffles and chicken? And
there's
they
one
were
here that
they were,
advertises that.
And
too.
they were you know, their little history blurb said like we had this great, you know, movement from the South in this time frame. So that's where I learned about it.
Very
I never would have known otherwise.
I just heard a NPR story yesterday that kind of opened my eyes.
I wish I would have heard it.
All kinds
I will
of
talk to
you
about
your
it.
Eyes.
Yes, coffee, 4 a.m. Yes. Screaming children in the middle of the night. That was last night. I mean, we'll have to talk about that some other time, Kendra. Because I know you are fiercely supportive of your home state, except for not the Wildcats. Yes, thumbs
Definitely
down.
Not. Thumbs down to the Wildcats.
Yes.
I just heard that the Affordable Care Act website is working.
Thumbs up on the exchanges.
I think
Kentucky.
Kentucky was always doing very well. Like, they had the record when it first opened, and when was it, October or something?
Yeah.
So Kentucky was always doing really
well.
I'm
wondering
what
Mitch McConnell has to say about that.
They did it the right way. I mean, they really did it the right way.
Mm-hmm. They were getting kudos on NPR.
What about Rand Paul?
Oh, please.
Who?
Please. Stupid poodle hair.
Let's move on to our next panelist, folks.
How do I follow that up?
We have a guest panelist, so no politics. No politics. No politics. No religion. No great pumpkin.
Oh,
Professor Dave
Chow.
I just want to say quickly that I was not endorsing nor, what's the opposite of endorsing?
Dissing.
any of the candidates mentioned.
That's right.
Exactly.
You just said, what about?
Yes, that's right.
I'll diss them. That's okay. Except now I can't
That
do
was
politics.
Professor Oljar.
I'm a Canadian.
I hate you and everything
have to vote
you stand
here, so.
There you go.
Just saying.
That's what Beth's t-shirt
Did we
says.
Have your
no.
Professor Dave Chow is here. He's sketching something.
I'm just.
He's always sketching something.
He's from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
As always. How was opening day on Monday? It was a lot of fun.
It was good. Watched the
great weather.
Stayed at home. It was good. I could stay home.
It had a great ending.
Why?
I was very pleased about
true.
The weather.
Yes.
You know, wonderful ending.
I don't teach class on Monday, so I had an
Mr. Monday Day Off.
Darn right.
Nice, nice.
He's wearing his Detroit Tigers t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. I have set my phone in the past to any scoring opportunity. It sends me a text. It gets a little crazy sometimes. There was a game last year that was 17-12. I thought my phone was going to explode. I was like, oh, now I know what they call it. Blowing up. Got it. Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag to you, sir. How are things wrapping up with only 2 weeks left in the term?
Oh, don't say that.
I
got
know.
Too
I'm
much
sorry.
To do for
I'm sorry.
To be this close to the
be.
End of the
so
semester.
So much grading this weekend. So.
Yeah.
On my birthday. I have to grade papers tomorrow.
Oh.
On my birthday.
Oh, it's the day before
you
your birthday?
Make me feel old. But
happy day
oh.
before
birthday
your birthday.
Big, she's 21
the big
4'8".
She's
yeah.
going to be 39.
2 years off of 50.
You're going to be 21
right.
with experience.
A baby.
Just a babe in arms.
Thank you, Chris.
I know, I'm sorry to put a pin in it, Professor Tubbs, but it's like a train. It's not going to stop for the station.
Yep, that's right.
The end
right.
of the term is coming. We've already heard a few comments from our guest panelists today. Dean Chris Pacini is here from the College of Health Professions. We're very happy to have you here, Chris.
Thank you.
We thought, after coming up with a short list of people we thought would fit in, that you were at the top of it, so we're glad to finally have you here. Let's see how she fits.
Fitting in with this
you
group
must
is
have
not
figured
exactly
that
a
out
problem.
At a bar. I mean, this yeah, was Lord. Not
Close.
Any logical conversation.
Close.
I'm just saying.
This is pretty much the equivalent of a bar without any alcohol. Actually.
Not any alcohol.
And frankly,
clearly you were not on top of your game.
I don't want to get the dean in trouble, but she had suggested now we have to do a show at yeah. Tom's Tavern sometime soon. Yeah.
We'll take your suggestion since it's coming from a dean.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And a health professional.
Yes,
exactly.
A health professional.
It's so it must be okay.
Yes,
yes,
medicinal.
For medicinal purposes, you're right.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Please don't slash the profs. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions, if you wish, snail mail, the United States Postal Service to College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we left our heroes, we were taking in some questions from Michelle Horner, Viva Las Vegas once more. She sent us some very, very interesting, all-over-the-map questions. That's just the way we likes it. In baseball terminology, what is a gopher pitch?
It hits the ground?
No, it's a home run, isn't it?
That's what it says here. It says a pitch hit for a home run.
Yeah, you got to go for it.
Mm-hmm, you got to go for it. Yep, you got to hoof it to make it all the way around, right? That's exactly the way
obviously, I know nothing about baseball.
How many U.S. states end in the letter O?
Ohio.
Iowa.
Iowa.
No.
Idaho.
Oh, no.
Idaho.
Idaho.
Oh,
I'm having a bad
Ohio.
Day already.
I guess so.
New Hampshire. O.
Connecticut.
New York.
North Carolina.
New Mexico.
You haven't even touched on the one that I thought you were going to say.
New Mexico.
Florida. Yes. New Mexico.
Idaho.
And Colorado.
Oh,
Colorado,
Idaho,
New Mexico, Ohio.
Ohio.
I can't even say them without laughing.
Oh, and three of them were in the West. I should have gotten those immediately.
You should have. Who founded the music label titled Barking Pumpkin?
Wow.
Don't think too hard.
We don't.
David Geffen?
No, but keep going. Get weirder.
Is it local?
Like nope.
Trent Reznor? Is it Nine Inch?
Get weirder.
weirder than Weird Al?
Marilyn Manson.
The classic quote from this individual is, there are two things in the universe that are 100% you can count on them. Hydrogen and stupidity. Do you remember who said that famous
Frank
quote?
Zappa?
Frank Zappa was the person.
Oh, wow. He ought to know.
Yeah. Very well.
That's weirder than Weird Al?
Okay. You think Zappa? I think Zappa's weirder than Weird Al.
All right.
And not as funny.
Yeah. in regards to naming just, children. At
yeah, I was going to say. Oh, just think about the names of his kids.
Moon Unit.
Dweezil.
Dweezil. Oh, my gosh. What company developed the first laser printer? This would have been from the
1970s. HP.
Not HP.
IBM.
Not Hewlett-Packard.
Toshiba.
IBM?
Nope.
Xerox.
Xerox is the correct response.
Xerox.
Yes. Yeah, Xerox.
The Oscar's getting to him.
Yeah. No, he's always been brilliant.
Okay. Who played the Black Knight in the 1975 movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail? Who was the Black Knight?
This
is the guy that got hacked to bits.
He was in the mask on, didn't he?
Graham Chapman.
It wasn't Graham Chapman because he was in the scene as the king.
Is it one of the... Monty Python.
It's one of the Pythons.
No, John Cleese.
It was John Cleese.
I was thinking John Cleese. I said Chapman. Sorry.
Something about how they filmed it because he's such a tall guy. He was on his knees, and they're like, "Why don't we just dig
then
a hole?"
He was on the floor.
Exactly.
Because they chopped his legs off.
It's just a flesh wound. I'll bite your knees off.
Oh my! I think we had a question set a few years ago. It could be like 6 years ago at this point. I don't remember.
It blurs together.
Diner lingo, do you remember that one?
Yeah.
That was only like a year ago.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot.
I remember it. It's just reoccurring.
If someone orders up for Zeppelins in a fog.
Fog is generally
pigs
mashed
and
potatoes.
Blankets.
Fog is mashed potatoes.
Oh.
What is that?
Sausages. And
sausages. Sausages and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That's right. Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash is what they call it. Hmm. What branch of the military was comedian Drew Carey a part of?
The Marines.
He was a Marine.
Because take any part.
I was going to say haircut, but you know,
no,
Beth had to go there.
Two ex-boyfriends who were
Captain
Marines.
Kangaroo was a Marine,
trust
too.
Me on this. Huh?
Captain Kangaroo was a Marine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Drew, and I'm like, no.
Gosh, I loved Captain Kangaroo.
Now, what rank did he get up to, though?
I don't know.
He was Frank Zappa's dad, wasn't he?
That's right, he was. Marine
Captain Admiral. Kangaroo is... What?
Haven't you heard that?
I've never heard that.
I'm not sure whether it's an urban legend or not. He's
Captain
Frank
Kangaroo
Zappa's dad.
Frank Zappa's father?
No.
You think really?
And
I find
Paul
it
Paul from
very
The Wonder Years is Marilyn
too.
Manson.
He learned
you know,
that at Tom's Tavern.
Oh my gosh. I never heard that one, Beth, and I grew up
with that. I'm not sure I believe it. I think it's pretty, you know, suspicious.
It's kind of suspicious. I think the one about Captain Kangaroo and the Marine that gets twisted all the time is they say that Fred Rogers was a Marine. He was never a Marine. But they think, well, all children show hosts must have been Marines or something.
I had one of my students yesterday just saying, I'm going to give myself a new nickname, Mr. Green Pants. I'm like, did you know there used to be a guy named
Mr. Green Jeans?
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Oh, sorry, a little late.
He's just born 3 decades too late.
That's the problem. Besides Great Britain. Oh, my. We have a report here. Snopes says false. Oh, Professor Oldjar. We figured it out. No, Frank Zappa, a.k.a. Captain Junior. Besides Great Britain, what are the three other European islands that require cars to drive on the left side of the road?
Ooh. Well, Ireland.
Ireland, yes.
Ireland?
Scotland.
That's not an Ireland.
Great Britain, isn't it?
Well,
Scotland is
Isle
part of Great
Man.
Britain.
The Isle of Man.
It's not the Isle of
Man.
No. We have someone in our counseling department who hails from this heritage, an island.
Counseling?
Famous cross.
Oh, Malta.
Malta.
Oh, yes. John Saliba.
You could have just mentioned the Mad Maltese. John Saliba.
One more. The island that's named after copper.
Oh, the Faroe Islands.
Nope.
Iron. No? Oh.
That would be Iron.
The Latin name for copper is
cuprum.
But I thought he was leading us
there. Crete?
Nope, not Crete, but...
Capri?
Really close.
Sicily?
Nope. The answer is Cyprus.
Cyprus. How did they get that from Cupra?
Well, you know, they do all sorts of things while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
This set of questions comes from Amy DeSantis, and she writes, I've decided to take pity on you and send you more questions. Harry Truman once said that if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. So I've decided...
It didn't work for me.
You mean Buddy?
I got Buddy.
That's right. You're probably sleeping with Buddy right now.
Who doesn't? I'm sorry. Hillary's mad at me.
So these are questions about the first dogs, as Amy calls them. What American president is considered the father of the American foxhound?
I did not have sex with that foxhound.
I don't think you should share that.
Washington.
That's right. No. He crossed the staghounds given to him by the Marquis de Lafayette with his own smaller black and tan Virginia hounds, creating the American foxhound.
I'll be darned.
Roof.
He did this, but the guy couldn't seem to win a battle.
Well, he's too busy taking pictures of these dogs fooling around. You know?
And we're back, folks, with some fantastic questions all the way from Las Vegas, where apparently it's a lot warmer than it is here. That's all I know.
One would hope.
Yep. Name the four Asian countries that start with the letter S. These would be their names in English, just to clarify.
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka is one.
Singapore.
Samoa.
Singapore. Mm-hmm. Samoa is actually part of the United States.
Oh. Seychelles.
Can't be not Suriname. That is Sri Lanka, right?
Singapore. Okay.
One is Singapore. In the middle of Asia. I'm messing
Suriname
it up pretty bad.
Not,
well, like South Korea. Would that count?
South Korea counts. Okay. Yep. Nice. So that's not the one I was thinking of. The really, really big, rich one in the middle of Asia.
Oh.
China?
It's in the middle of
China.
Shinola. Yeah. No. Two words.
Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia is what I'm getting at.
Oh.
Yes.
I was going to say our map.
I was thinking
that's
like
Asian?
Asia.
I know.
Saudi Arabia is part of Asia.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay. It's not part of Africa.
Istanbul, you're in Europe on one side.
I never
Asia
got
on the other.
Asia versus Europe anyway. There's sort of a weird border
just
there.
Just use the risk map. That's all.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Kamchatka. That's all I have to say. In what country was actor Anthony Quinn born? April
21,
Spain.
Greece.
1915.
He's not Greek.
Not Spain, not
Greece. Was Zorba? Zorba, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not Greek?
Nope.
No. Well,
Portugal?
He's not born in Portugal.
Is it near Greece?
Is it
Cyprus?
Italy?
It's as near to Greece as any other country on the planet. No, it's not near Greece.
The U.S.?
It's closer to the U.S.
Mexico?
Mexico. He's born in Chihuahua, Mexico.
Right. Wow. Chihuahua. Yeah.
Okay, so the first guess of Spain was not unreasonable.
No, it was not unreasonable, but close to Greece.
Good to know.
Like, I don't know. Who was the first U.S. president who sported a beard whilst he was in office?
Abraham Lincoln's the most famous.
Lincoln is what it says here.
He was the first?
Yep, he was the first. A lot of them had beards.
Really? Is he the only one?
No,
I don't think so.
Many Grant had a beard. Chester A. Arthur had a beard.
Taft.
And Dolly Madison in a bad light.
Yeah, that's also true. I'm not going to talk about that anymore, though. Name three 1980s Oscar-winning films that have the name of a person in their titles.
Oh, Driving Gandhi. Miss Daisy.
Driving Miss Daisy.
What year?
80s.
Alfie.
I'm thinking of Alfie. I'm the oldest one here.
Best picture, you're saying? Well, best picture?
These are Oscar-winning films, so I'm
Gandhi.
Guessing best picture.
I said
Gandhi?
That.
Driving Miss Daisy was 89. Gandhi was 82.
Okay.
And the middle name of a very, very famous composer?
Amadeus.
Yes. With regards to military hero statues, what does it signify when the horse's two front feet are raised in the air?
Died in battle.
Died in battle. Absolutely. Although, for the record, according to Snopes, that's not universal. It's used sometimes, but it's not universal.
Now, in Richmond, Virginia, on Monument Avenue, they have statues of famous Confederate generals, and if the horses are facing south, then they made it home from war. If they're facing north, they died. Those damn Yankees killed them.
Oh, man. Wow.
And what happens if they're facing east? What, they swam out to shore and never came back?
There weren't any facing east.
That war of northern aggression.
No, that, yes. Northern aggression. The recent unpleasantness.
The great unrest.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Yes.
Exactly. This book is the most widely read English language work for children, any given Harry Potter book. What's number two on the list?
Kendrick,
if you just take all the Harry Potter as number one.
For children?
For children.
Yeah,
it's not Dr. Seuss.
Beatrix Potter?
It's not Beatrix Potter.
Charlotte's Web.
Nope. See, we had a very recent movie made along these lines by Tim Burton.
Alice in Wonderland.
It's Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. Is one of those.
Yeah. Really?
Lewis Carroll.
I was going to say.
Boy, that's an awfully heavy book for a little kid.
I know.
That is weird stuff, man. Last question from Michelle. Thank you so much for these questions, Michelle. Who played the roles of Bobby and Pam Ewing on Dallas?
Victoria Principal and Patrick Duffy.
Wow. We didn't even have
to. We couldn't even get a word out before you had those.
Bad and I. Well, well nice. Done, Professor.
Still remember coming home from dances in seventh grade in time to watch Dallas. Wow.
Seventh grade?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She repeated it.
Okay.
I'm old.
Remember? Older.
I'm turning 48 tomorrow.
Turning 39.
So that's when I get to start counting backwards. So every year I get a year younger.
What are you, okay. Benjamin Button all of a sudden?
Beth Button. Oh, okay. That would be Beth Button.
Beth Button.
Jim's going to call me that forever now.
Oh, it's not going to replace Beth Button. Okay. Nothing replaces Beth Button.
Except maybe Zombie Beth.
Oh, my gosh. We're moving on here, props.
Sybil lives amongst us.
We have a set of questions from the Bowles family. Lars, Chris, Adam, and Annie. Dear professors, how well do you know your City of Detroit trivia following? Can you answer the following?
Okay.
So,
Dave, I don't.
So let's start slow here. What does Detroit mean in French?
The straight.
Yes.
Detroit.
A narrow body of water, right.
As in the jacket.
Or Detroit, as I once mistyped it.
Detroit.
All I remember is that there were a particularly snarky bunch of stewards and stewardesses on a flight that I took when you still had to take the little bus from the tarmac back to Old Metro Airport, and they kept saying the word de-toilet over and over and over again. I was very offended.
Well, the old terminal was pretty close to that.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
The new ones.
That flight crew was not nice, based.
Pretty nice.
Clearly not.
Can you name the real Detroit natives? They were part of which six Native American tribes?
Chippewa.
Huron is one. Hmm. Chippewa technically is not one because Chippewa refers to Potawatomi is actually one of them. Yes.
Excellent. Huron.
Did the Iroquois get this far?
No. West.
Pontiac.
Nope.
Was that a person?
Yeah,
Pontiac was a person
And a car.
But Chippewa is actually a French English bastardization of. You guys don't know, huh?
I don't.
Chippewa.
Ojibwa.
Ojibwa.
Sure.
Yep. One is same as the capital of Canada.
Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. Downriver, fun place to live.
Wyandotte.
Oh, we got another first try.
I didn't know that was a tribe.
I know that was a fun place to live.
I know.
Oh, no.
And last but not least, there is a college in Ohio that constantly gets mistaken for one in Florida.
Miami
is the last one. Yep.
Oh, Miami of Ohio.
I thought that was a Spanish word.
These tribes are too far east for me. I don't start knowing them until you get to the plains.
And I don't mean to correct the question writers, but Chippewa is the third level from what I understand. Ojibwa is in the middle. And the people actually referred to themselves as the Anishinaabe. So Ojibwa itself was the first bastardization that got turned into the It's very,
my
very...
goodness. He knows all kinds of stuff.
My postdoc advisor was actually an Anishinaabe... descendant.
And he knows chemistry, too.
I know chemistry,
too.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be a contestant.
Yeah, he needs to be back here.
In July 2001, Detroit celebrated its 300th birthday from the founding of the great city. As part of the celebration, two time capsules to be opened in, are you ready? 3101. Okay?
Cool.
We're put in the city treasurer's vault. Letters and
He's
a video.
In jail.
From... Letters and a video from civic leaders. Oh, no. The civic leaders of that time are all in jail,
That's
too.
That's right. They are going to be in
jail. Number of objects were placed in the capsule. Which of the following was not included in the capsule?
A Detroit Lions Super Bowl ring.
Correct. An iPod, an Xbox, a BlackBerry.
Which of those was not in?
Xbox.
Which of those is not included?
A BlackBerry.
iPod.
Because it's Canadian.
We covered them all.
It was 2001.
You covered them all, and you're all correct. None of these things existed in July 2001.
Oh, wow.
For the record, that fall
question.
Was Generation 1 BlackBerry.
Are you sure they're opening it up in 3101?
That is a long way away.
Shouldn't that be more like...
That's all I got to say.
That's 300 years.
That's 1,000 years.
Oh, 31. Yeah.
That's what it says here.
It should be 2101.
Maybe it's
2101,
huh? Yeah. Maybe 2101. These are very, very, very famous Detroiters. Let's see if you can name them, okay? Who was Turtle?
Magnum P.I. is a famous Detroiter.
It's a graffiti artist. TRTL?
He's the famous graffiti artist. That's right. Do you know his name?
No, I don't.
Say Claude Lemieux.
No. Nice. Now, there's actually a controversy to that because there's actually the person did it and then somebody actually copyrighted
that's
it.
Right.
So that's right. Somebody else copyrighted his.
The original was Ronald Schurz of Hamtramck was painting the turtles. T-U-R-D-L. He used to sign his work. Yep. And then I remember that was the China-Japan SARS crisis. So people started painting the masks over the turtles. It was Turtle with SARS. I remember that vividly. Who was the first female police chief of the city of Detroit?
Ella Bully Cummings.
Yes.
Great name for us.
Mm-hmm.
Bully. Okay.
For all of our non-Detroiters who listen, who was Soupy Sales?
TV.
It's a game show.
Kids show host.
Oh, kids show. Yeah.
Does anybody remember how
Milton Soupman?
Mm-hmm. White Fang and Black Tooth. Yep. The Soupy Shuffle. Does anybody remember how Soupy Sales got into trouble?
He supposedly said a certain word on the air. I don't think it was that. He told kids to send money to the show or something like that.
And if you need to find some, find your dad's wallet or your mom's purse. Otherwise, he would have been... Yeah, he got into a lot of trouble for that.
I think he got a lot of money, too.
Yeah. No doubt.
Enough to get bail, I hope.
Who is Mickey Shore?
Stereo. WABX Aries.
Car stereo.
Right. He did that after he was a disc jockey. But yep, it's both of those put together. Yep, absolutely. Who was Brace Beamer?
Brace Beamer.
Oh, that's a good chance he was car related, so I'll say car related. Mm-hmm.
No, this was actually a radio show on WXYZ AM 1270.
Was he the creator of like the Green Hornet, Lone Ranger?
He was the Lone Ranger. Okay. Yeah, he was the actor who played the Lone Ranger. Yep. From 1933 until 1946. Wow, that's incredible. Who's Joe Mendy?
He was a chimpanzee at the Detroit Zoo.
That's right. I love that.
What?
Good grief.
There's a paragraph. Wow.
Only one of us knew
that.
Mr. Canada.
Arguably the most beloved animal ever to live in the Detroit Zoo, a cigar-smoking, brandy-drinking roughneck of a chimp who performed up to a dozen shows a day after his acquisition in 1932.
He should be on the panel.
Yeah. He once upstaged FDR during a campaign swing in Detroit, outdrawing the president 40,000 to 20,000 on the chimp's first day back after an illness. He died 2 years later. That's the most incredible thing I've ever heard in my life. I knew who Joe Mendy was, but I didn't know all that stuff about him.
No question about Vincent Fournier?
I guess. Oh my gosh.
Who Vincent Fournier is?
Who's Vincent Fournier?
Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Famous Detroiter.
Yeah, everybody should know. That would have been a good guess, too. Gosh, you know, this is horrible. We got to say goodbye for this show. At this point, we usually say goodbye. Dean Pacini?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Professor Tubbs?
Farewell.
Professor Chow?
See ya.
Professor Evans?
Tiddaloo.
Professor Maggio?
See ya.
Professor Roach?
Ciao.
Professor Oljar? And now, these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.